Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Sense and Rant. It is Motunrayo Adeola. Yes, your favorite host, your favorite podcast girl, whatever. Yes, on today's episode, we are ranting. That's right. We're ranting about 2020. How did yours go? Mine went kind of sort of good, kind of sort of bad. You know, can't complain, can rejoice. So 2019 ended with, you know, promises for a better year, for the beginning of a new decade. Everybody on Twitter went crazy about how, oh, I'm going to work out, I'm going to start school, I'm going to apply for the job, I'm going to build a house, I'm going to read more books, I'm going to travel the world, you know, or just simply be healthier. People wanted to get booed up. Yeah, I was one of those people, but don't ask me how that went. Yeah, that was the plan for 2020, right? I remember December 31st, 2019, I was over in Maryland with Choma. If you don't know who Choma is, check out episode 1. She's one of my dopest oldest friends. I was over at her house with her mom. And if you grew up in a Nigerian household, I think I even dare say in an African household, December 31st meant you go to church. You know, 31st, you go to church, you pray your way into the new year. So we sat down in her mom's living room just like making fun of most Nigerian churches and the different ways they prayed. And there was one in particular. We're talking about MFM and CCAC. And I was actually like just like going, and she got a video of me towards the end of our joke. I'll share the video here. And the video, as you can see, had like just high energy. I was hopeful. It started as a joke, but I think a part of me actually believed it. So November 2020, Choma sends me this video again, and I saw the video, and I just like I died laughing. I was like, "Girl, you had energy. You are like I had everything." That was my first reaction to actually watching the video. I laughed. And then a few hours later, I went back to the video. I laughed again, but like, not really. I went back to the video and then I watched it the third time, but this time there was no laughter. It was just more of, oh my God, I think I actually believed what I was praying for. A part of me, even though it was a joke, was wishing that those things would actually come to pass. What was I praying for? I was praying that 2020 would be my year. And looking back, I think I was praying that whatever that means, whatever that looks like, whatever that looked like, if that's the right English, that 2020 was going to favor me. Well, this is December 2020, and 2020 for sure has been interesting. It has been interesting. January 1st, 2020, someone called me Alarede. Alarede in Yoruba means bride. And I was like, oh, okay, prophecy 2020. I'm going to be a bride. I think I kind of like that. But just so the prophecy could actually be a reality, I joined online dating because, you know, I was trying to be a bride in 2020 and men were not coming. Well, I kept swiping right and left and right and left. Well, it's December. I'm still single. The third week of January, my aunt welcomed a baby girl, a beautiful baby girl. But the very day my aunt welcomed her baby girl was also our last day on earth. My aunt passed due to complications from the delivery of her girl. February 2020, I traveled the world. The plan for 2020 was to see the world. I went to 4 new countries. I met some of my cousins, or my second cousins, for the very first time. March 2020, I turned 30. Yeah. 3-0. I know. I don't look 30, do I? No, it doesn't even matter. I'm 30. But yeah, I turned 30 and I've never had a party before. My wonderful friends and chosen family had this nice dinner for me that was really thoughtful of them. Also in March 2020, my mom had a fall. She fell and hit her head. My mom lives in Nigeria, for those who don't know. My sister and my aunt, who live with her, decided not to tell me that something had happened to her, even though she had been in the hospital. April 2020, April 4th, a friend of a friend got married, and oh, the world shut down in March. I missed that part. Sorry. April 4th, this friend's friend was getting married, and because of the shutdown, she couldn't have friends or families come together to celebrate a big day with her. So our friend decided for myself and her to go over and help her get ready, just do whatever we could for her to make a day more beautiful, more memorable. So yes, I drove over. We did our makeup and our hair. I had a work meeting that was supposed to happen the same day. So in between making up and doing this lady's hair, I took 30 minutes break to go attend my meeting, my work meeting. At this meeting, I was let go. Yeah, so I lost a job on the day my friend's friend was getting married. So this day isn't about me. So I went right back to doing her hair and getting her ready, and I didn't tell anybody. Oh, April 4th is also my mom's birthday. So I called to say happy birthday. She sounded not too good, but I didn't think it was bad because it was April. If you know anything about cocoa farming, it's a busy season for them. So I just thought she was tired from work. I think it was around April 7th, Choma again asked me, she asked me how work was going, and I didn't have the energy to tell people multiple times that I had lost my job. So I went to our friendship group chat, and I just like sent out the message once and for all. I don't have a job anymore. I'm good. Y'all don't ask me how work is, something like that. I think it was in the last week of April, or maybe third week of April. My aunt called me from Nigeria to say, your mom hasn't been feeling well. We're just calling you just in case. So they called me just in case something happened to my mom. Yeah. May 2020, I had been saving up to buy a house. I had been saving up to buy a rental property because I would look good being someone's landlord, landlady, if that's a word. But with a job, with me being out of job, I decided to begin to spend the money from my saving towards a house, my rental property. June 2020, I was supposed to travel the world with Choma. We were supposed to go to, was it Korea, Tokyo for what was it? Was it the Olympics or the, yeah, it was the Olympics. Yeah, we're supposed to go to Tokyo and Korea. But I was at home in the middle of my bed. There were days I could get up. There were days I couldn't. July went the same way. July 8th, I think it was July 8th, 2020. Three of my friends had things going on for their kids. So one had a 1-year-old party, the other had a 2-year-old party, Another had a son that was graduating high school. July 8, 2020 is probably one of the days that I was the most tired in the entire year. But I actually got up, I got dressed, and I went to every single one of those parties. I showed up for them. August wasn't too memorable. Oh, let's take it back. Let's take it back to April. Or let's take it back to May. George Floyd died in Minneapolis. I live in Minneapolis, and Minneapolis to me has always been home. People die, there was police brutality somewhere else. I would march the streets in Minneapolis in solidarity with those people far away. But this killing happened in my city, and I had to find a new security, a new way of feeling secured in this place I've come to love, in this new place that I've come to call home. And I remember getting a call as a service member to come and help with uprising in the state. A day before I got that call, I was out in the streets protesting. The day I resumed orders, I had to put away my blackness, and be a soldier. I had to put away my pins and just show up because I took an oath and yeah, I took an oath. No one asked me how I was doing as a black person standing with people that were fighting against things that affected me. On one of those missions that I went out, this beautiful, beautiful lady with beautiful long braids gave us the middle finger. And maybe she didn't mean it. Maybe she didn't intend the finger for me, or maybe the finger just wasn't even meant for me. But that was the last mission I went out on. I didn't feel like I was betraying her, but it hurt in a different way when you are black, but you also have I want to loyal. What's the word I'm looking for? Maybe not loyalty, but you have responsibility to the states, to the Constitution of the United States. Yeah, August 2020. Nothing spets. Oh yeah, I registered for classes because I didn't have anything else to do with my time. I didn't have a job, and I still had my military. Yeah. I started classes again September. My mom got scheduled for another operation in October. The scheduling was the dates, the day of the operation is October, but she actually called me September and told me how good of a child I was. And I knew that she was scared. I think we all were. September 19. I went to my bathroom and cried for everything I ever had and lost. All the plans that didn't make it. The dreams that had to be pushed or redefined the dreams that died. I was on the bathroom floor for what seemed like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. But when I actually looked back, he was up to 5 hours. I was just there holding myself and comforting myself and feeling my feelings. October 2020. I was in therapy talking to my therapist, and we were joking about how I was always ranting to her, and she was always helping me make sense of things. Hence the name Sense and Rants. Yes, I got it from therapy. I decided to do something new. I didn't know where this was going to lead, but here we are. But yeah, here we are, Sense and Rants. November 2020, I redefined my dreams. I celebrated the wins. I celebrated my losses as well. Yeah. And this is December. I made it. My mom's operation went well in October, so I still have my mom. And yes, I think she still thinks I'm a good child, so I'll take that. I still don't know what tomorrow holds or what 2020 is going to bring. 2021. Tw Oh, 2020, please. You can be gone. But yeah, I still don't know what 2021 will bring, but to everybody that followed their dreams, to everybody that left that relationship, to you that said yes to what you've always wanted. To you that said no, boldly, without explanation. To you that just hung in there, that just made it, that took a day at a time. To you that lost someone, to you that gained someone, to you that found yourself. And if you're still struggling, finding, we all are. I see you. I celebrate you. I hope you make it. Cheers to 2020. Cheers to 2021. I guess I should drink. Maybe. Oh, that's good. Okay. Let's see if we can do a couple funny things. I feel like that was too emotional. Oh, I forgot to tell you how my dating app went, right? So it didn't go. I'm still single. What else did I do in 2020? What else did I do in 2020? Oh, you know how they said it was supposed to also work out in 2020? Think some people did, but like me, I'm drinking water and like flourishing, I think, and minding my business. No, I didn't work out that much in 2020. I did read though. I read a lot of books. I didn't travel. Well, I did in the beginning of the year, but not anymore. Yeah. 2020 was 2020. I actually had this episode like typed out I was going to actually read and be all, prepared and ready, but I decided to go with just my natural self, just my gut. And I hope you can relate. I hope you find something that speaks to you or for someone you know. And to everybody that actually lost people in 2020, to all the people who lost to COVID, prayers, hugs, long tight hugs to your family and friends. Continue to rest in peace.